A condom? I don't think they'll be necessary, Master. Well, there's no guarantee I'd get pregnant. Besides, there are numerous methods to prevent such a thing from happening. I'll let you dictate the pace, so you should be able to pull out in time. In the case of an emergency, contraceptives are always an option. I believe it's common knowledge that sex feels much better without a condom. I want your first time to be as memorable as possible. I'm surprised you have any semblance of self-control given the circumstances. Very well. I only have one on me at the moment. I hope you'll understand that we won't be able to continue once it's been used. I have more in my room, but I'm frankly not in the mood to retrieve them. We'll have to make do with just the one. I'm not upset at all. Should we move on? I'll give you a moment to put on the condom. Perfect. Now I'll spread my legs for you. I hope you like the lingerie I've bought for the occasion. Black lace to match my outfit. And of course, the panties themselves are crotchless for easy access to my pussy. This is my first time with a man, so please be gentle, Master. Naturally, I don't see anything wrong with a maiden saving her virginity for someone special. That gulp wasn't exactly subtle. You wear your heart on your sleeve. And please, don't try to hide the look of relief on your face. I would have assumed it wasn't much of a surprise, considering I'm working 7 days a week. Seeing how my little punishment has gotten us both worked up, we can skip the foreplay. I'm ready, Master. I want you inside me. Take it easy. I'm not going anywhere. Start by inserting the tip and pushing the rest of the way in. Well done, Master. You've officially lost your virginity. We are now one. You don't need to go so fast to start. Let's enjoy one another's embrace while we can. No, it doesn't hurt at all. I felt a little discomfort upon insertion, but any pain is nothing compared to the joy I'm feeling. I've lost track of how long I've been waiting for this. I wish it could last forever. Remember not to forget about your hands. Intertwine your fingers between mine. Feeling every part of your body rub against me is intoxicating. In addition to physical contact, I want you to focus your gaze on my eyes. You don't need to pay attention to what's going on down there. Speaking of which, your patience must be at its limit. Feel free to move as much as you want. How does my pussy feel, Master? Can you feel me slowly pulling your member in, squeezing it from all sides? Each thrust sends waves of pleasure through your body, again and again. My love juice is covering your cock from top to bottom. The bed is getting wet. I suppose it was inevitable. Looks like I'll be washing your sheets earlier than usual. I'll admit it's difficult to use the excuse that I'm doing this for work anymore. I'm sure you don't mind. Or rather, you're not thinking about my reasoning at all. What you're really thinking about is how much better this is compared to masturbating. The question at hand is, will you be able to masturbate alone again after experiencing this kind of pleasure? Have I successfully made your body dependent on me? At your request, I will tend to your sexual needs at any time during the day. There's no need to restrict yourself to mornings anymore. Anytime you get even the slightest urge, I'll be there for you. I'll keep making you come until you're completely satisfied. My pussy is exclusively yours. Feel free to use it to your heart's content. Look me in the eyes, Master. We're only just getting started. Or is it already too much to handle for you? In that case, I'll wrap my legs around you and squeeze even tighter. I'll let you go once you've completely emptied your balls into that condom. Come closer and kiss me, Master. I want to feel your lips again. Your mouth is so sweet, and your lips are so very soft. I can't get enough of them. When it comes to you, I can't help but act a little selfish. If you can bear with it, why don't you pick up the pace a little? Find a rhythm you're comfortable with, and stir up my insides even more. Mold me into the shape of your cock, Master. You're moving your hips so easily. I'm so happy you can finally be honest with your desires. How does it feel to finally be the one in control? I've been the one leading you so far, so this must be a nice change of pace. Or do you prefer it when I'm the one taking charge? You're being awfully quiet. Why don't you let me hear more of your precious moans, Master? It seems that's not it. What could it be? Oh, you have something to say? What an uncharacteristic burst of confidence. Don't be shy, Master. There's no need to get cold feet when we're in the middle of passionate lovemaking. You love me? Honestly, I was beginning to lose hope I would ever hear that phrase. I could have never guessed that getting you balls deep inside me was what it took to coax a confession out of you. Thankfully, I finally got through to you in the end. I'm sorry. That wasn't the most appropriate response for a situation like this. Let me try that again. I love you, Master. I love you so very much. Have you finally come to accept the meaning behind my words? From the very beginning, I have always loved you. Now that you've revealed your true feelings to me, I'm never letting go. I didn't expect to get even more aroused from your confession. You look even more handsome when you're being bold. Show me more of your confident side, Master. Show me how much you love me by slamming yourself even harder into my pussy. Thrust your cock so deep inside, the feeling will linger for the rest of the day. Forget that. You're hitting me in all the right spots. I'll never forget the ecstasy I'm feeling. We've been enjoying ourselves so much that we lost track of time. I hate to put an end to things early, but someone might get suspicious if we're late for work. Don't give me such a dejected look, Master. I know I can't bear seeing you like that. Tell you what, you don't need to hold back anymore. Pound me as hard as you can, and let's come together. Don't keep me waiting. Don't falter, Master. Thrust your hips even harder into me. Fill the condom to the brim with your delicious, sticky semen. Do it, Master. I've waited so long for this moment. Release everything inside me. I'll bring you pleasure so great, you'll never want to do it without me again. Come for me, Master. I need you to come for me. I love you, Master. It seems you've had your fill for the morning. Even after masturbation, my master needs to be completely satisfied. I'm not sure how many times you did it earlier, but the condom has been filled to the brim. I'm impressed. It's such a waste. All this semen isn't in my pussy instead. Nonetheless, it was still a wonderful experience for both of us. I'm stating the obvious, but I'd appreciate it if you kept what's happened today a secret, especially what happened today. Tending to your sexual needs is one thing, but if word spreads about how the esteemed master was romantically involved with one of his maids, perhaps we're best off not thinking about it. Even so, I'm confident you'll handle yourself just fine. I'll be stepping out for a moment to retrieve the laundry basket. Once I return, I'll be taking your bedsheets, and as promised, I'll be removing your trash can. I'll meet you for breakfast once I'm finished. Before I leave, one last thing. Your hair's a mess. Clean it up before you leave, will you?